Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me right now, I have Leslie Traynor, Workforce Development Division Deputy Director for the Riverside County Economic Development Agency, and we're going to be talking about the Veterans Assistance Program. So thank you very much for joining me today, Leslie. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm really excited to be here with you.
Now, before we get into the details about the Veterans Assistance Program, tell us a little bit about the Economic Development Agency. What is it all about?
Well, the Economic Development Agency is one of many county agencies within the County of Riverside, and we do really a wide variety of activities in service of the individuals who live and work in the County of Riverside. For me, I oversee workforce development and economic development. With workforce development, we support the entire workforce system in the county. That means looking at our job seekers and making sure that we have a labor force that meets the needs of the local employers. And we also work with employers in Riverside County to make sure they're thriving and have the labor force they need.
Okay, now tell us about the Riverside County Veterans Employment-Related Assistance Program in general. How does that help veterans?
Well, I'm really glad to share information about this. And before I get into the particulars about the program, I really wanted to take a moment and say, from those of us at the Economic Development Agency, we'd really like to express our appreciation to the women and men of our armed forces and sincerely thank them for their service. Veterans in the County of Riverside also have a great deal of support stemming from our Board of Supervisors, including Supervisor Chuck Washington, who's a former Navy officer and aviator, as well as support from our Assistant County Executive Officer, Rob Field. Essentially, the Riverside County Veterans Employment-Related Assistance Program, which is a mouthful, so sometimes we refer to it as VEAP, V-E-A-P, is a program that we're able to provide thanks to a grant of Federal Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act funds received by Riverside County's Economic Development Agency. And the grant amount we received was $488,635. VEAP is a program that we expect to have available from July of this year through March of 2021. The target populations for this grant include really any recently separated veterans and their spouses who currently either live in Riverside County or work in Riverside County. So the vision really behind the VEAP program is to create a holistic system that simultaneously engages both businesses and understanding the benefits and value of veterans, while also ensuring that our veterans have the technical skills and the soft skills necessary to compete in today's workforce. The goals and objectives we have for this program are to assist at least 100 veterans or their spouses who are recently separated and live or work in Riverside County to address the complex employment challenges that they face when they transition into civilian employment, while we simultaneously produce sustainable wage jobs so that they have upward mobility in their career trajectories. So to give you a little bit of context, Stephen, each year the military separates between 240,000 and 360,000 service members. More than 9% of the nation's veterans, the largest share of any state, resided in California in 2017. For Riverside County, we have an estimated 126,400 veterans just in the county, which is the third largest veteran population in the state and the eighth largest concentration of veterans in the nation. So there are a lot of folks here in the county who are veterans who we can help. So the challenges that this population, that our veterans face, is that historically many of them transitioning have faced difficulty in obtaining employment on the other side of that transition. The state unemployment rate for veterans in the labor force is at about 2.8%, which is the third highest in the U.S. For Riverside County, we have an even slightly higher rate than that. Our veterans unemployment rate for the county is 7.22%. So not only do we have a good number of veterans in the county, but those veterans tended to have a higher unemployment rate than the rest of the population, which we definitely want to address. Some of the contributing factors to that higher unemployment rate might be due to lack of transitional assistance. Maybe there's difficulty translating the great skills they obtain in the military into the civilian culture. Could be that employers don't have a great understanding of the military culture and the value that our veterans bring. Or maybe our veterans just don't know where to go for assistance. So we're really looking to move the needle on this through the VEEP program, and we're hoping to do so through an integrated service delivery model that consists of really a lot of local stakeholders who want to see veterans succeed. And some of those providers are the Riverside County Workforce Development Board, the State of California Employment Development Department, U.S. Vets of the Inland Empire, Riverside County Veterans Services, the Housing Authority of the County of Riverside, CalFEMA, which is the California Construction and Industrial Materials Association, community colleges, other community-based organizations and nonprofits, and regional employers. We're going to be teaming up with all of those entities to deliver a program that features really individualized, unique case management service to target the needs of each individual veteran that walks through our door. So the case manager will assess the unique needs, the learning needs, the skills barriers, if any exist. We're going to offer workshops designed for veterans transitioning into civilian careers. We're going to have earn and learn activities where the individual is learning maybe a new skill or craft while they are earning income. And that could be in the form of on-the-job training or apprenticeships. We want to help veterans with job search and employment assistance. We want to follow up with our veterans to ensure successful outcomes. And we can also provide subsidies for post-secondary education that leads to credentials or certificates in target industries and occupations. Those target industries and occupations that we're looking at are those that are high wage, high growth, high demand. We really want to set our veterans up for success. So those target industries in the county tend to include trade, transportation and utilities, educational services, healthcare and social assistance, professional and business services, construction, manufacturing, agriculture, and then there are occupations that cut across those like IT, accounting, custodial, security guard. So that's a little bit of information about the program and its background.
Okay, so I would say that you are well prepared for this interview.
But we want to deliver.
Well, you are certainly doing that so far. So now, Riverside County also recently received some extra funding for this program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So the Riverside County Economic Development Agency, on a normal routine basis, receives Federal Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act, or WIOA Act money. Those are the federal funds that finance our routine workforce development operations. The special thing about this pot of funds that we received specifically for the VEEP program is that when the federal WIOA monies come to us, they pass through the State of California's Employment Development Department. And the governor has a pot of those monies that are set aside that he is able to allocate at his discretion based on the specific needs of the state and the regions within it. So the cool thing about the VEEP program is that although the funding source is WIOA, which we utilize for our other workforce programs, this particular grant is specifically applied for it for this purpose, and it was specifically awarded to us to benefit veterans in our county.
Okay, so is that money actually coming from the state, or is it federal funding?
That's a good question, because that's confusing. It is federal funding that goes through the state of California to be allocated out to the individual what are called local areas or workforce development boards. The County of Riverside Economic Development Agency is the grantee for all those WIOA awards that come through.
Okay, now tell us, who is eligible for this program, and what are some of the qualifications?
So to be eligible for the Riverside County VEEP program, we're really looking to benefit any recently separated veterans or their eligible spouses, meaning the person who is married to the veteran. So that could be a veteran from the Gulf War II era. We have a very large population of Gulf War II veterans in the county, campaign veterans, disabled veterans, veterans with other significant barriers, or veterans who just have questions and want some help updating their resume and signing up for CalJobs to do some basic job search assistance.
Okay, so they don't have to be recently released service members. They can have been out for a couple of years?
You bet, yes.
Tell us also if someone is interested in applying for this program, well, where can they get information and how can they apply?
Well, we want to make it as easy as possible. And like I said, we want to tailor these services to the unique needs of each individual that would like assistance. So what we recommend is for anybody who is interested in either getting more information about the VEEP program or applying for assistance to give us a call. Phone number is 951-955-0464.
Go ahead and give us that number again.
No problem. 951 is the area code, 955-0464. And the very nice lady who's going to answer your call, her name is T-Fam. She's here with me right now and giggling in the background. But she thoroughly enjoys helping veterans and is happy to speak with you and give you information for the best way to come on in and get help.
Now, is there a website that they can go to find out about the program in general?
So the website for Riverside County Workforce Development is www.rivcoworkforce.com, and I'll spell that. That's RIVCOWorkforce.com.
Okay, great. And as we get ready to close here, how important is this program to veterans?
Well, we hope that it provides a valuable service to our veterans as they have provided a valuable service to our country. Different veterans have different needs, and the services we provide, the level of assistance we provide is really going to vary based on the needs of our veterans. So whether that need is relatively small and somebody just needs to maybe practice their interview skills, or brush up their resume, or get a listing of local employers, we're happy to do that. We're also happy to step in if there are larger skills gaps. If somebody was doing something in the military that they're not sure how to translate that valuable work into civilian life, we're here to talk to them about those complex issues as well. So, you know, we hope that this program will be very, very valuable to our veterans.
How will this extra funding actually help you to improve the department?
Well, this extra funding is going to be directed specifically at this population. The county already has a priority of service for veterans. However, this $488,000 grant is set aside specifically for veterans for this reason. So it will allow our staff to focus like a laser beam on those minimum of 100 veterans and spouses that we're hoping to help through this program.
Okay, Leslie Traynor, Workforce Development Division Deputy Director for the Riverside County Economic Development Agency, and we've been talking about the county's Veterans Assistance Program. So thank you once again for joining me today, Leslie. I appreciate it.
Stephen, thank you so much for letting us share information about VEEP, and we really look forward to assisting our veterans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.